Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hold on.
Wow.
Hold on a minute. He is here? Oh, my God. Ladies and gentlemen, the President of the United States, Donald J. Trump. How is the President?
Morning, Angelo. Thank you for your vote, as usual, Angelo. All right, I appreciate your support, you and Hannity, Steve Martorano, all the biggies.
All right, I don't know that Steve Martorano's involved in that, but all right. Give us some more on this Kentucky Derby, Mr. President. What are you talking about?
Outraged. Only in these days of political correctness, a lot of fine people lost money on this bogus ruling.
Right.
Everyone except Jonesy.
He made $24,000.
I'll bet he knew that horse had gas. Certainly no obstruction. Jonesy's gas flows very freely. It was a bogus ruling, Angelo. We need better judges. I'm appointing new judges for the Preakness and the Beaumont. Okay?
I don't think you have the authority for that, Mr. President.
Well, I'm really not worried about the authority or the money, really. Right. I'll make the money back soon enough. In fact, my son-in-law is picking up some money for me later today from different countries. It wouldn't surprise me if the horse who was declared the winner had a Mexican jockey, okay? He probably snuck into the country on horseback.
Right. None of that is in all accurate. That's not true, Mr. President.
If they don't reverse their decision, I'll have the horse and the jockey deported. Was the horse born in this country?
No, the horse was there. Both American.
Political correctness, okay? Won't be long before they ban the singing of My Old Kentucky Home. That's next, right? Maybe they should. You could replace it with My Expensive Mar-a-Lago Home, right? Everyone saw the replay. Yeah. No obstruction, no collusion. No. Did you see the look on that horse's face when it lost? Looked just like Nancy Pelosi.
Mr. President, that's too strong.
Now, some people are even trying to blame my good pal, Vladdy Putin, for this. Believe me, if this ever happened to Putin, that jockey would be long gone.
That'd be true. Yeah.
He'd never even find his jockey shorts by the time Vladdy was done with him.
I'm with you.
So
I'm with you.
Maximum security is scratched. I may offer to ride that horse myself in the Preakness. Even if I lose, I'll declare myself the winner. Place your bets now.
He would do that, Al. He would do that.
Of course.
And you mentioned it earlier. Yep. We had a wonderful ceremony. I actually had with Tiger Woods.
Yep.
We honored the great Tiger Woods. Medal of Freedom recognizes meritorious contributions to world peace and for getting a piece from every part around the world.
Well, yeah, but see, that you shouldn't be honoring that, Mr. President.
I actually had to pull a creepy Joe Biden when I applied the medal to his shoulders, right? Kind of felt weird creeping up behind him. I usually walk right up in front.
All right, but are you not concerned, Mr. President, that you gave this prestigious honor to a known fornicator who had 19 paramours?
Damn right, Angelo. That putter's working overtime, isn't it? It's an amazing life. I should give him a medal for that, too. Thanks for reminding me.
Yeah.
Truly amazing. Tiger's very affectionate. He's a very giving man. Can he help it if these women decide to give it right back to him?
That's not good. It's not a good message.
Well, the country's going to hell in a handbasket. I was going to give the medal to someone who had 25 paramours until I found out he was a Democrat.
That's not. It's too political.
I love Tiger. I may let him caddy for me sometime. He deserves
All right, that's just wrong. Mr. President, I got to let you go at this point. Hollis Thomas was offended by that.
Love Hollis.
Thank you.
Little sugary drinks coming.
All right, get out. See Joe Conklin's comedy show at the Gateway Playhouse in Summers Point on July 6th. For tickets, go to joeconklin.com.
O'Reilly. Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2 times points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.